Robert is also a musician, and I asked him, I hope any of my children who are here don't leave immediately. I asked him to give me the note. So I, because Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. You don't think I'm going to do the rest of the service, do you? I don't even know what the service is. That is the total limit of my religious education. My parents were observant atheists. My father's family were heretics who renounced Judaism in 1907. My mother's father was a cantor. They sing the rabbi's words. There were a dime a dozen on the Lower East Side in the first wave of immigration, and my mother grew up very poor, five in a bed. And when she could bolt, she did. Occasionally, she wavered on religion. The first time that I knew of, she hired an Orthodox rabbi to give my sister and I Hebrew lessons behind my father's back. And this guy came with a hat and a beard, and I was such a willing student. I loved it. I loved showing off. I wanted to say, this is what I can do. The rabbi developed an insatiable crush on me. I was five. My mother had to tell my father what happened, and the rabbi was lucky to be alive. He was removed from the North Bronx, the neighborhood where I grew up in New York City. In those days, New Yorkers of that generation took their kids out of the city during the summer. They had to get rid of polio. They were afraid of it. Dengue fever, malaria, swimming in community swimming pools with Italians and Irish. It was very frightening. Most of them went to the Catskills. Not my parents. That was a way too clannish for them. My father had a friend who was one of the 90 registered permanent Jews in the Berkshire County. Off in Stockbridge in Great Barrington. And my parents built a house on a lake there. For them, it was heaven. For them, it was their spiritual reprise. My father would take me outside and say, look at the heavens. Look at the Big Dipper. I had never seen stars. I didn't even know what the Big Dipper was. But I'd say, yes, Daddy, because it was so beautiful and he was so happy. My mother had never put her hands in soil. She was a ghetto kid. She built a rock garden, portulacus, nasturtium, candy tufts. These were words that rolled off her tongue in her own Elysian fields. My parents made friends with the 88th and the 89th registered Jews in Berkshire County. They were not just observant atheists. I think they were communists. They were prosperous landowners. They had two sons, Seth and Jed Lipsky. Those boys rode tractor trailers without a license. They were 10 years old. They would ask me to sit on the seat. It was rusted. I would put my legs out. Jed would jump from a split rail fence and land on a Palomino pony bareback. I was a scared little girl. They were wild boys from the Berkshires. When I was nine, my parents decided I should go to camp and have real playmates. So they sent me to a fancy schmancy Jewish girls' camp in Lenox, Massachusetts, 20 miles away. Those girls all grew up in the suburbs. The synagogue was their unifying force. Being invited to bar mitzvahs was their social capital. and who did their nose job, went through the entire camp every day. Their most observant thing was we wore white shorts instead of a green on Friday night when we blessed the challah with some prayer that I cannot remember. At the end of every summer, there was a week left before we went back to New York City. And I always came home to get the last of the suntan that would make me look thin, that would lure the boys with my reflector and my iodine and my oil. Our last summer in my parents' heaven, when I came home from camp, my mother told me Seth and Jed's mother was dying from cancer. She was only 40 and would not last till the next summer. And that if the boys called me, I should be social. Okay, I said. They did call on a day that was my last day to get this like amazing thin thighs and 30 days tan. And I said, no, you can't borrow the water skiing boat. It's forbidden. And they convinced me that maybe I should loan it to them. And I said, yes, I'll leave the keys in the garage. You gotta put the boat cover back. My mother is gonna be home by 4. I got home at 4:15. There was an ambulance in the driveway. My mother was alarmed and wringing her hands. Jed, the younger brother, was crying. Seth was going feet first into the ambulance. He had been hit by the edge of a water ski when he fell and no one was looking. He lost a lot of blood. He would need 16 stitches. And my mother said, you have probably hastened his mother's death. Mrs. Lipsky died the following summer, and my father died 5 months before. My mother went off the deep end and became a tarot card reader. She veered so far from her Judaism, she wore a sari. My sister and I kept going up to the Berkshires, bringing boyfriends, lovers, anybody. You could have come and if you could have done anything to save that house, we would have welcomed you. In the early 1990s, it was apparent that the house had fallen into such disrepair. My mother had died. There was no way to save it. In 1995, I opened up the New Yorker magazine. Look at this, I said to my husband, Seth Lipsky, editor of the Wall Street Journal, takes the Yiddish forward into news from a dying language. I mean, this is my atheist friend from the Berkshires, and he's going back to the clannishness our parents left. I called him. He offered me a job. I wanted that spirituality. I wanted that belief, and I took it. It didn't work out. I found the clannishness of the old Jewish men as oppressive as the rabbi who had a crush on me. And Seth told me he was in it just for the money. My little town, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, was my parents' mecca. I'm still searching for mine.
I think you have to agree that we've had 4 terrific stories so far.